morning by Ken Helms, also Lou Steinbrecher, our city administrator. Good morning, Lou.
Good morning, Vanessa.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm just fine. It's a beautiful, crisp fall day out there.
Nice walk over from City Hall.
Yes, it was.
And I'm also joined by our police chief, Joe Schweitzer. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Just fine.
You had a pretty big night.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell us about your promotions that happened last night.
Well, we had two officers get promoted last night. Brandon Blackman got promoted to sergeant, so he'll take over duties as one of our patrol supervisors. And then Joe Bratcher got promoted to lieutenant, and he'll take over the duties as patrol commander.
Well, congratulations to both of them.
Yeah, they both of them deserved it. Two good officers. And getting my command and supervisory staff in place, and then we can keep moving forward.
Absolutely. And Lou, last night you had quite a few things on the agenda. Why don't you catch us up on last night's city council meeting?
Sure, be happy to. Well, the chief really covered the highlight of the meeting, and that was the oath of office that was administered for the two promotions. But we also had the building and zoning director, Wade Woodward, did inform the council that all the building permits had been issued and that construction on Casey's General Store has officially begun. So that was a good piece of good news. Also, the South Sunny Lane Road project is very close to completion. They have now poured the concrete for the roadway, and it does need a few days for that concrete to set up. But and there's some other supplemental work that needs to be done, but South Sunny Lane should be open hopefully by Monday of next week. So that was good news as well. And again, I have to point out just how impressed I am with that project coming together so quickly with the help of private funds that were injected into that, and being able to get that project designed and bid and constructed before the fall harvest season was really just, I think, a great success story for the Monmouth community. Also, our community engagement director, Ken Helms here, did let the council know that we will have a tent out at the Prime Beef Festival, and there will be staff there representing the city to answer questions and discuss any issues that citizens might have about the city of Monmouth. So, and then lastly, our police chief here, Joe, and his wife Marcy did petition to have their property annexed into the city of Monmouth. That was a condition of the offer to the department head position. So that will be we are moving forward with that petition, and the property will be annexed into the city here hopefully within the next month.
Okay. And Joe, it kind of give us a heads up on that. What does that mean?
Nothing really. I mean, my property will be annexed into the city.
Okay.
Because I was just outside of the city limits, and the city, leadership wants all the department heads to live within the city limits, I want to do everything I can to, get and maintain my position.
Sure, so, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I didn't even realize that as part of being in leadership with the city that you're required to live inside the is it a requirement to live inside the city limits?
It's been a policy of the city for quite some time that department directors live within the city limits. And it's just a routine matter at this point. Joe's property was adjoins the corporate limits, and so it's just a simple petition to have that property annexed to fulfill that policy requirement of the councils.
Makes sense. I just never knew that.
Yeah.
But you have a teacher, they usually live inside the same school district as well, so I get it.
Right. And I think it's important that the department heads live within the city limits, and we've got officers that live outside the city limits, but that's virtue of contract. Those are contractual issues, and definitely department heads, I think, within the city limits.
And that's not unusual, Vanessa. There's a lot of cities throughout Illinois and throughout the country that require residency as a condition of employment
Sure.
for high-ranking positions in the organization.
And I think it's the reason I probably even asked is it feels like you already lived in the city. You're just down the road from me.
Right.
So it that's just interesting. So anyway, what else did you guys talk about last night?
Not a lot. I was going to plug, we've got the parade and the run coming up today. It'll be hectic times with the streets being blocked off again. And we'll obviously you can't by ordinance park on Broadway the day of the parade. And we've got no parking signs up. About 3 o'clock, our public service officer will start going down Broadway, see if there's any stragglers that are still parked on Broadway, trying to identify those people and get those vehicles moved. At some point, if we can't get them moved, unfortunately, we'll have to tow them, and we just tow them around the corner off of the parade route. So the street will be blocked off at 4 o'clock by my officers, and that's because the run starts at 4:15, and we want to give the kids that are in the run full use of the road. We don't have to have them dodging cars and that. So main thing, 4 o'clock today, all access to East Broadway will be blocked off.
Okay. Yeah, I think we're heading over to set up around 1 o'clock in front of the bank. So we'll be doing play-by-play coverage of the parade this afternoon.
Right.
And Lou, back to the Casey's General Store. That's been a topic of discussion for quite some time. Remind us where this will be located and when they think construction might be completed.
Sure. I'm sorry, I should have mentioned that. Casey's is actually being constructed on the northeast corner of highways 67 and 34 as you're coming into town from the north. It obviously was a project that predates my arrival here, but it's been something that has been discussed and talked about for quite some time. And since I've been here, there were some issues with the access permit from the Illinois Department of Transportation for access to Highway 67. And that's been resolved, apparently, at this point because the construction is underway. So it will be one of their new prototype superstores. So mm-hmm. It should be a fine addition, although it will not accommodate semi-trucks, per se. So it'll be mostly for lightweight trucks and obviously cars.
Okay. Any other business information that we can share this morning with the audience? Any other new business development?
No, but I think we should have some things here in the next couple of weeks. We're continuing to work on a couple of projects, and hopefully we're getting close to some public announcements here in the near future.
So. Okay. Well, that'll be good news then. Looking forward to hearing that information. Joe, what else did you have for us
just,
this morning?
Just one more thing. We have had a rash of an individual stealing trailer hitches off of trucks, and it started about the car show time. It's seemed to continue. We've arrested an individual twice now for it, and but we do have a collection of trailer hitches at the police department that we recovered from him. So if you're missing a trailer hitch, come down and see us. Chances are we have it. And I just talked to Jared Kunkel last night. He was one of them. And
our Farm Bureau president.
Yeah. When we were crossing paths at dance practice, but he was one of the ones that was missing his trailer hitch, and he had saw the Facebook post, and so he came down to the PD, and we had one of his. So.
Wow. Now I've got to ask Joe, why were they stealing trailer hitches?
Not really sure. Not really sure.
Do you sell those? Do they go for a big dollar at the pawn shop? Or
I suppose you could, but I don't think this individual had any intent on selling. I think
just doing it.
Yeah. So.
Well, glad you were able to find out who did it. And again, if you're missing a trailer hitch, feel free to stop by the police station.
Yeah, stop by the police station, and like I said, chances are we've got it. So.
How many did you have?
Yesterday, I think we had 10 left, and we had almost 20 at one time.
Okay.
Yeah.
And speaking of, you said you guys met at dance practice. When is Dancing for Dreams? Because your wife is in that again this
she
year.
She is. She's a celebrity this year.
She's a celebrity all year round, Joe.
Yeah. Right. On September 23rd, Saturday the 23rd. And this is my 6th year doing it, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
All right. Anything else you gentlemen would like to share on behalf of the city this morning?
No.
No, I can't think of anything, Vanessa.
Okay. And remember, Prime Beef Festival is all week, so folks need to be on the lookout, especially out there on the highway where there's going to be a lot more traffic.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be some congestion out there. So we let the traffic lights control the traffic at the intersection and be patient and don't take any risks that you don't need to get to the fair. So.
Okay. You guys have a great week.
All right.
Thank you very much.
All right. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. That is Lou Steinbrecher, our city administrator.